Okay, good afternoon again. So we should have our final meeting about the detailed design of the product, how to remote control. So here is the agenda for today. I'm just going to go quickly through the minutes of last meeting. Then we have a presentation of prototype of U2. Sounds interesting. And we'll have a presentation of evaluation criteria by our marketing experts. Then we'll have to go through finance evaluation of the cost of the thing. And hopefully we should fit the target of 12.5 euro. Okay, so let's go. If I go quickly to the minutes of last meeting. So we went through, we took the following decisions. No LCD, no speech recognition technology, okay. We went through a banana look and feel for the remote control. We went through the use of wheels and buttons, and also the use of a base station for battery charging, and also to call the remote control when it is lost. Okay. Good. So, guys, let's present us this wonderful thing.
Okay, so we can go to the slides.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Number three. Number two, sorry.
Which is?
The final design. Okay. So, Anchor, you can go ahead.
Yeah, so following our decision to make a yellow, well, to make a banana.
Yeah, can you show it to the camera, maybe?
Okay, so we actually have a...
You can pull it out first?
First of all, we made an attractive base station with a banana leaf look and feel. Banana sits in there, you know, nicely weighted so that it's not going to tip over. And this is the remote itself. It's kind of, it's ergonomic. It fits in the hand rather well. We've got the two scroll wheels here, which, you know, one on the left for the volume and the one on the right for the channel. And underneath we have the turbo button, which is in like a nice trigger position for, you know, for pressing quite naturally.
What's the use of the turbo button already?
So this is when you are scrolling the through the channels, you can tell it to skip past channels that you quickly.
Then you stop. When you stop, it stops.
Yeah. Well, when you stop scrolling the wheel, it stops. But normally, it will just stay on each station briefly, so you can see.
Uh-huh.
And we do have one more functionality. If you take the banana as such, and you press the turbo button, so it switches on the TV.
Yeah.
Which one?
The turbo button. So rather than having an extra button for the on-off switch, we just use the turbo button.
What's this button for?
This is the teletext button.
Okay.
So once you press that, then you get teletext, and you can use the channel selector scroll wheel as
to navigate.
If you want to go to base 700.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wheel is easy.
Well, then you have like a little number selection thing. You press the teletext button to move between the fields, and then you can just scroll the number back and forth. So you scroll to 7 and then 00, and then you can.
I don't understand. Can you repeat it?
Well, you can press the teletext button.
Yeah.
And
so
then you can
scroll buttons. They are for teletext browsing. And you can tell it.
Ah, okay.
Once you press the
teletext
button, then the scroll buttons
Okay.
They are more for teletext. They are no more for channel or volume.
I see. I see. Okay. Okay.
And this is the infrared port.
That's right.
Also the top of the banana.
Excellent.
And then we have in the base station we have the button at the front for calling the banana.
Okay.
Excellent. And the leaves play the role of antennas.
Actually, they do. That's that's form and function in the one
So it always means whatever the rays goes back, they get reflected, and then you are having a better coverage. It's like antennas.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But yeah, that's just like that's an attractive base station.
Great.
So. Okay.
So what else?
And for the power source, we are having solar cells and rechargeable batteries in this, and the base station is going to have the input from the power line for charging the batteries.
Is it really weight? Is it light or?
It is very light.
Yeah,
okay.
It's about the weight of a banana.
Okay.
You know, to give you the correct look and feel.
Average.
And we have put these different colors so that people don't mistake it as a banana.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's, you know,
yeah,
a child comes
I
in.
I understand.
So.
I think a child would try to eat it anyway, so maybe we should consider that. There may be health and safety aspects.
Mm-hmm. Or we didn't think of that yet.
Mm-hmm.
So for the power source, apparently you still you want to use both solar cells.
Yes, that's right.
You mean, okay.
I
so
don't really know if the solar cells are actually necessary
yeah.
anymore.
Where
if we have a recharging base station.
Where are you going to place them?
It'll be always at top somewhere. Yeah.
If I was going to place them, I'd put them on the top here, since that's like.
Do you have enough surface?
But yeah, I really don't think it's necessary to have the solar cells.
Yeah, because
anymore.
Now we are having rechargeable batteries.
Okay.
So that
what
is
will
good.
Be the autonomy? Roughly.
The what, sorry?
The autonomy. Autonomy.
What do you mean?
How long?
I mean,
how long the
how long
can
it be out of a station?
A long time.
Yeah.
Eight to ten hours.
No. It should be weeks.
Most of the time it's not being used.
Yeah, so it's.
Yeah,
so
but
when
people don't like to put
it
back in the base
on
station
the
all the time. People want to leave it on the couch, so.
No, 8 or 10 hours of working. If you're just
okay.
leaving like that, it'll be much longer.
Yeah, weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Next slide.
Yeah. And we are having the speakers, regular chip for control. Pricing was a factor, so that's why we have gone for a regular chip only, not the advanced chip. And that's it.
Okay. This is look at our device.
That's right.
Okay. That's very sound. Very good. Nothing else to add?
I like it. Maybe the thing that convinced me the less is the multifunctional buttons. Looks a bit.
Do you want to have more functional buttons?
Looks a bit puzzled. I don't know how to say that. The buttons change their function depending if
not
it's teletext
many. We,
or not.
We want to keep it simple so that this button is for teletext, which is usually also the case. That usually there is a teletext button, and once you press that, the channel buttons, they become the scrolling buttons.
And the volume button will become.
It's up to you, means. Not
well, in fact, both could be useful.
Means, let's say this can move the larger digits, and this can move the smaller digits.
Or can move between positions and the number.
What about people who want to use digits, but real buttons?
Well.
Yeah, so there was a constraint that the surface area which we have on this banana on one side, because of the shape. So we are targeting a segment which is just very trendy kind of thing. They don't care about the buttons anymore.
Yeah.
And
because have you thought about configuration and all this kind of stuff?
It's all automatic.
It's all automatic.
Yep.
Okay.
Very good.
World.
Yeah.
We are living in a wonderful world.
Yeah. Bananas everywhere. Okay. So
automatically configurable.
So we have to go through now evaluations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your slides are ready. Oh, your
yeah.
four. So this is one. Which one is this one?
Yeah. Okay, I constructed a list of criteria based on the general user requirements, and each criteria is will be evaluated. It's a logical criteria, so we must users must say if it's true or if it's false in a scale ranging from 0 to 7.
Why this strange vector of 7?
Because I'm sorry.
Usually I've seen
it's
that
from,
scales
sorry,
are from
it's
1
from
to 10.
1 to 7. It's from 1 to 7, sorry. Because it should be an even. It should be an even scale.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 is too short and 9 is too long.
Okay, fine.
So
to have, in order to have enough granularity,
sorry?
It's in order to have enough granularity in the evaluation.
The variance is minimal.
Okay, great.
I'm answering your question.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
And that's the criteria I found more useful. I think I could write the criteria on the whiteboard,
sure.
And we all four could range.
Okay.
Yeah. Could evaluate the.
Okay.
So you can say fancy, handy. Handy.
Okay, let's evaluate if it's fancy. Or
yeah, it's fancy, according to me.
7, but.
Yeah, 6.
7,
7,
seven by me.
6.
I would say 7. It's
okay.
Not fancy.
So you can add 7 plus 6 plus 7 plus.
No way.
Yeah.
Would you say 7?
5.
5.
5. Maybe 6. It's, I guess
okay,
it's
6.5. Andy?
Again, I need a 7.
7.
I'd give it a 6. Like
six.
I think it's probably more handy than my current remote. Because of the scroll wheels, but maybe was the point for not having, you know, the extra buttons when you real if you do need them for some reason. But you know, you can always use your other remote.
So
7, 6?
Yeah.
6.5. Functional.
I give 5.
4.
Well, it depends when you say functional. Do you mean it does what we want it to do, or it does what it does, you know, kind of make you coffee? You know.
Now, for remote control, does it have all the capabilities?
Yeah.
It's compared to the all.
That's right.
Remote control.
That's before.
The standards. What is available in the market option?
I have to say 4.
Actually, I don't know what are the real specification of a universal.
Well, it's not a universal remote.
No,
we're supposed to focus just on TVs.
Yeah.
Well, all TVs, but only only TVs, I guess.
So it's universal, but for TVs.
Yeah.
So, 4? 5?
4.
4?
4.
So 4.2?
Just 4.
4.
Put it 4.
Okay.
Obviously, there are some outliers, so.
Okay, cool. Cool device.
There, I'll give it 7.
It means cool features, like new features.
That's right.
Which.
For a TV, the most important feature which I felt was the locator, which is a cool feature. And then scroll buttons are again cool features. We don't have LCD for it, but that we decided we don't want to have.
Yeah. 7.
I'll say 5.
Mm-hmm.
6.
7.
Plus 6.
Yeah.
I say 7. So it's.
You have 7?
Yeah.
Because it's 5, 5, 7, 7.
Okay.
Okay, definitely easy
definitely
to use.
Definitely 7.
So.
7. 7. And you?
You're
not outlayer. 7.
Okay. Alright, now here's the $60 million question. Well, 25 euro question.
Of course, I will buy the bank of that.
What do you guys reckon?
I'll say
well,
fine.
Of course, the most difficult question for the end.
I'll say fine.
25 euros.
I find it quite cheap, actually. I don't know if. Do you live in Switzerland or do you live in?
Yeah, so the target price is for all Europe or only for rich countries. So it's more targeting UK or.
I don't know. The initial specifications were for the whole Europe or.
So this is selling cost, not production cost.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is the initial specification.
Yeah, sure.
Five. I'd say 6. It's
red
tip,
I'd say 2. I don't want a banana on my living room table. Banana remote.
No, it's really handy actually if you see.
It is handy.
It's so handy.
It's
and
handy, but it's terrible.
Anybody who comes here, anybody who comes to your home, he'll at least ask once, what is this?
Yeah, but it's not a positive thing.
It's a very positive thing,
well,
if you see like that.
It's handy. It's ergonomic, but it's a banana.
Don't forget. Who we are targeting also? Well,
I would buy this. So
no, well, yeah, I if
yeah.
you would be young, not mean that you're young, like a teenager, for instance.
No, it's I.
Okay.
I would buy.
You're crazy teenager and you like fun.
You want
things.
To flaunt.
Yeah.
With your girlfriend or something.
Yeah, you want to show the beautiful banana you have.
Or might be it some other kind of thing, but.
Still, I'd say too. I don't think at any stage in my life I would want a banana remote control, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can say maybe there is a market for it.
No. So you say 2.
Yeah.
I say 5.
I say 5. You say?
I changed the question.
So what is your question?
So, yeah, upload the.
You don't have to read them?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so it depends if.
It's different situations. If you really need a universal remote control, or if you would change your remote control for a new one.
Yeah, that's two.
If I had to spend 25 euro, if that was like my limit, maybe I would buy it, because the other 25 euro remote controls are probably gonna look worse than a banana.
And they might not be as easy as
and
this.
Yeah, this is kind of, you know, handy to use.
Yeah.
So, what now?
I stick to 5.
I go
although it still
up
has
6.
It still has
6.
The word of course at the beginning. So, I don't know.
What 6?
I'll give it a 4 now.
So we are
6, 5, 4. 6. So it's
5.5. Yeah.
Okay.
So last question, would I change my remote control from Mando Manana? Zero? No, if we can. So 1.
Actually, yeah.
Well, if it's the same thing, I would. No,
yeah.
I'll put 2.
I'd say 3. I mean, my remote control is kind of at home is pretty terrible. If it was change my remote control of my DVD player for a Mando Banana, then I would be more inclined to.
For the TV.
But because it's really bad. But I'd say a 3.
I'll still give it 5.
5.
Yeah.
2, 3, 5.
two, three,
two.
And 2.
So it's
somewhere
3.5,
You said 5?
No, I said 5.
You say 5. He's the outlier. Okay, just do a sum.
I don't know if it's
not very promising, but you know, we're not young
because
transfers.
There are more. Yeah, we shouldn't sum like that.
Well, maybe we should. We should.
Globally, the last two questions are much more important than the rest, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we wouldn't.
Is there some formula you're using that says you have to sum them up?
No, I didn't prepare anything.
Well, just leave it at that then.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
So maybe we should stick to geography.
Yeah.
We can have out of these numbers, which is that. Well, we should go for it.
I think it's
kind of you just lose information if you sum.
Okay. So let's move on. Let's move on.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so now we have to estimate the cost. Okay, so I prepare an Excel sheet where we are going to calculate the production cost. We should be below 12.5. So I already put some numbers here. Okay, we are going to go through. So this is the number of components we need for this thing. So it appears that there were things that we didn't talk about, and also things that I forget to put, like solar cells.
Mm-hmm. Well, we decided against the solar cells. So.
So let's go through all the lights. So hand dynamo. This is something we didn't thought about. But
you mean charging it by shaking the banana?
Yeah.
I think rechargeable batteries will take care of the power thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. To bring
okay,
the cost.
Okay. So we stick to battery one.
Yeah.
No kinetic. Also, I don't see the difference between kinetic and dynamo.
Well, maybe dynamo is like you have to actually.
Oh, you have to. Okay, see, so kinetic is really shaking the banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay, so. Those bananas fall. Let's go ahead. So
okay.
we only have one for battery. Then for electronics. So I didn't put anything for the moment.
So we have the regular chip on the print.
Yeah.
Which is one.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay. So we hit.
And we have sample speaker.
Yeah, so
yeah.
One.
Yeah, and the cost of that is one.
Oh, yeah, the cost is crazy.
Well,
so
actually, that sample speaker is not. We're not using that. We're just using the
beep.
The very beep, simple beep. That's,
uh-huh.
That sample thing is
that's
like the voice recording and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll remove it.
Yeah, I say that. Yeah.
And we have
so don't we need well, there is no listing for radio frequency thing.
Yeah.
So
we will put some extras if there is.
Yeah,
something.
Maybe we'll see later. Okay, so in for the case, I put single curve.
Okay. To reduce the cost. It's okay.
Well, wait a second.
Because
no, it's double curved. It's got a.
Oh, it's
got
all the direction. So don't worry.
Well, yeah, it's monotonic.
It's got a lot of direction.
It's got, but if you hold it that way, that's two curved. One on this side, one on that side, but they're opposite sides.
Well,
this is actually, I mean, this
I
probably.
Put one here.
This probably actually costs more than a three.
Yeah, so let's put one. Here in double curve
okay.
Instead of single,
okay.
Okay. All right?
Yeah.
So we stick to plastic, it costs nothing.
That's right.
Oh, wait, no, didn't we say we want to do rubber?
No, too. No.
Or if you drop it?
Too expensive.
Too expensive.
Oh,
we're
okay.
Already at
well,
11.
We'll come back. We'll come back and see if we can fit it in.
Okay, so I'll put rubber one. Okay. So special core, yellow.
Yeah.
For the interface, we have.
We don't have any push buttons.
No, we have two push buttons.
We have three.
No, that is a scroll wheel itself. It'll be put in that.
No, no. We have two scroll and we have three push buttons.
Okay.
Actually,
okay,
when you wrote regular chip, you should put two, because there is another chip here.
No, it's always no chip. This is just radio frequency thing.
Yeah.
Chip.
No, there's no chip there. It just emits the signal.
It just
and the receiver accepts it and.
Yeah.
So
it does nothing actually.
No.
Just sends the signal.
And you contact us.
It's a recharger thing and.
Okay, we didn't think thought about integrated scroll wheel push buttons.
Well, I actually did think about it myself, but I thought, you know, because you could potentially, you know, you could be pushing it down as you scroll it for instead of a turbo button,
yeah.
But you know, the turbo button just adds that extra class.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, if we're over budget, then maybe we could rethink that.
Okay. So no LCD. So for we have no button supplements,
yep.
Right?
No.
Well, in fact, couldn't we consider this button as a button supplement? Because oh no, these are for colors and special forms,
yeah.
Special colors and special materials.
No,
we don't
need anything special.
Okay, so we are on the budget.
Yeah. So first thing which we should take care of is.
Make it plastic
instead of rubber, let it be plastic.
And then we're basically on budget except for, you know, 10 cents.
And that much money will be required for the base station, which is not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where
so, in fact, you have to put two here. Because it costs nothing.
Yeah, base station is made
That's
out
right.
of...
So might be 90 centimes for the remaining things, which the cord and everything.
Exactly. So we have margin for that stuff.
That's right.
Does that include charging circuitry and everything?
Yeah, maybe. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Alright. Excellent.
So what do we do with the extra profits?
We'll invest in R&D.
Okay. With an extra fruit.
Yeah. So... Well, we're under the cost, so we can go through to project evaluation.
Okay, so now we have a product which nobody would buy. Would buy.
Sorry?
No, we have a product which none of us would buy.
The evaluation project...
Which is different. None of us would buy.
No, it's people in Milan and in Paris. They're gonna buy it.
Massively,
yeah. We're not in Milan or Paris.
Yeah, okay. You have been in Milan a couple of times. So.
Actually, there were a lot of...
And you said the lowest score. So.
This is actually which you can...
Detachable battery.
That's because I'm
it
sick of...
Yeah,
yeah,
for the batteries.
Extra battery.
Okay, so... project first.
Well, in fact, I didn't know. I didn't know really what to say here. if you have any ideas about what we can say, so I don't understand what they mean by satisfaction. For example, should it be more like a status of these meetings?
Yeah.
Well, in fact, we used a little bit the whiteboard and the digital pen, not that much.
I think we had a fair bit of creativity.
Oh yeah, it's really creative.
And but I think one thing we missed out of this whole process was a focus group with the actual people we're targeting. We needed some of these kind of young trendsetters to come in and play with the banana. And you know, see if they
liked it.
See if they like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe we should go through an evaluation.
Because the evaluation for us is kind of pointless.
So maybe we should do a kind of evaluation in the streets, like asking to young people, "Well, do you like to have a banana as a remote control?"
Because it would also be interesting to find out if we have a market in really young children as well, to see. You know how to market this thing,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if, well, I mean, maybe you don't want to give all your kids their own remote because they'll be changing the channel all the time, but, you know, maybe in some households where there's, you know, a TV for each kid, then, you know, banana remote control could be fun for them as well. Might have to draw a face on it. So, but I think that's something we need to work on next time, is really finding out more about the target market.
Yeah. Any new ideas we could investigate next time? I don't know, ranches.
Yeah, the cost of the thing can be made more than might be. Because I think it's just the optimal what we have done for the cost which we are looking forward to.
Yeah, I think there are ways we could maybe simplify the
interface.
Well, just the circuit board that we're using inside. I'm not sure really how complicated our needs are. I mean, all we have is two push buttons and two scroll wheels. Do we really need an integrated circuit to process that?
Mm-hmm. So more general remote control instead of just focusing on TV. The complexity shouldn't be much higher.
Yeah.
For, you said if it goes for DVD, then I
and also for, you know, for mood lighting and stuff, that would be rather cool. I think that's actually something that should be in version 2, is the ability to, you know, to control things other than the TV, and not just electronic equipment, but, you know, the whole environment of the room.
Okay. Very good.
So, what else?
Well done. I think we can go
home.
Home.
Happy, satisfied.
Yeah. Maybe we can ask the production department to make a real prototype that we can use at home to evaluate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So thanks very much.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
We didn't get the pop-up this time, that meeting is 5 minutes or 3 minutes.
Yeah, because but it was longer than the others.
Okay.
No?
I don't know if that helps.